The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
I fought the inevitable most of my adult life, but a couple of years ago, I finally accepted my namesake and shaved my head. You see, in Latin, the name Calvin literally means bald. You'd think my parents might have considered that. No kidding, I was the only guy in high school with a receding hairline, and I fought the good fight. I was one of the early adopters of minoxidil, but all it ever gave me was peach fuzz. I seriously shopped Hair Club and other peddlers of rugs, but gave up because it just felt like I'd be living a lie. So today, I embrace my inner and outer baldness with the confidence of Jean-Luc Picard. That's not to say I don't occasionally covet a fine head of hair. And now comes word that living in lockdown has not only sapped our social lives and induced cabin fever, but the stress of it all is contributing to a rise in hair loss. Vancouver stylist Monique Desjeunes has noticed an overwhelming number of clients worried about what they're finding in their brush. Dr. Natasha Ghosh, a Vancouver counselor, concurs. When you go into the shower and you wash your hair and run your hands through and all you see is a massive fur ball, it was like that. Ghosh says she's not surprised to hear more women are coming forward with hair loss worries during these unprecedented and stressful times. Naturally, not too many women are as comfortable with the Jean-Luc Picard look as I am. However, Desjeunes recommends not to tread lightly on your head. She suggests massaging your scalp, which increases blood flow and promotes hair growth. She also suggests tying up your hair more loosely and switching up how you wear it, because tension leads to breakage. Most importantly, don't stress about it, or at least try. That will only aggravate the problem. Think positive. The situation won't last forever. Brighter days are ahead. And soon, hopefully, this pandemic will be just a memory. You know, hair today, gone tomorrow. I'm Cal Coat. It's been 4 years since Colombian tastemakers Bomba Estéreo released Io, but they're back in 2021 with Deja on its way shortly. And we have the title track to debut just for you. Deja, new Bomba Estéreo on World Beat Canada.
Thank you.
that's not something you hear all the time, Trigeda, and Slunceto Trepti, electro folk from Bulgaria, produced by electronic music whiz Ivan Shapov. Bomba Estéreo got us going with Deja. Did I hear that before? It's Lee Samet providing the vocals for the Colombian duo's first new album in 4 years. And this is Digging Roots, another duo, First Nation husband and wife. From their third album, For the Light, it's I've Got It Bad, You've Got It Good, right here on World Beat Canada. Caracol standing by with Symbolism featuring Abacus. This is World Beat Canada. Thanks for joining me for this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Cote.
Underestimating the motivating power of greed. We're underestimating motivating power of greed. Big Pharma don't care about your healthcare. Big Pharma will kill. There's death awaiting in your pill. Pharma insists we'll bribe your pharmacist. Big Pharma neglects to clearly state them side effects. We're underestimating the motivating power of greed. We're underestimating the motivating power of greed. Can you hear me? Big Pharma, big lies. Boy, them know how to advertise. Big Pharma's contradiction. They're the cause of your addiction. Big Pharma's out to get ya. They all conspire with your doctor. Big Pharma's great seduction. Patient, doctor, and prescription. We're underestimating the motivating power of greed.
Yes, them greedy.
Underestimating the motivating power of greed. Of greed, yeah.
Small dose,
bigger dose. That leads to overdose.
Mood effect,
such regret. Here comes that side effect. We're underestimating the motivating power of greed. You see it? We're underestimating the motivating power of greed. We're underestimating the motivating power of greed. Lord, them greedy. Underestimating motivating power of greed. Not needy but greedy. Profit galore. Poison sells the cure. Said it's profit galore.
Taking a jab at Big Pharma. That's Taj Weeks and Adawa from St. Lucia. And Symbolism before that, featuring Abacus, that was Caracol, a.k.a. Carol Fecal. More great Canadian global sounds are headed your way. In just a few minutes, we'll be talking with Nick Legacy from Minghua about their latest release, Crack-A-Doom. It's a really cool story, and we'll get into that shortly. But first, it's time for your Touch of the Familiar. Comes to us from Cecilia Noel. Her partner is Colin Hay. formerly of Men at Work from Australia, but she's from Lima, Peru, and she released an album of salsa covers of rock favorites. And here is our touch of the familiar, Cecilia Noel, with Devo's Whip It. Check it out on World Beat Canada.
Not too long.
You must whip it.
When something's going wrong,
you must whip it.
Now whip it into shape, shape it up, get straight, go forward, move ahead. Try to detect it, it's not too late to whip it. Whip it good.
When a good time turns around,
you must whip it.
You will never live it down. Gets away
until they whip it.
I said whip it. Whip it good. I said whip it. Whip it good.
It's not too long.
You must whip it.
When something's going wrong,
you must whip it.
Now whip it into shape, shape it up, get straight, go forward, move ahead. Try to detect it, it's not too late to whip it into shape, shape it up, get straight, go forward, move ahead. Try to detect it, it's not too late.
Ela bonita, eu quero conversar. Olha só que lindo rebolado, só dei uma olhada, já não paro de pensar. Queria ser o dono do babado, chefe da brincadeira, vou mandar tudo parar. Só fica eu e a negra no tablado, pandeiro batucando uma cuica pra chorar.
Fui hipnotizado, a nega vai e vem, dançando bem colado, com ela vou também. Fui hipnotizado, a nega vai e vem, dançando bem colado, com ela vou também.
Quando eu vi aquele rebolado, uma tontura esquisita começou a me dominar. É que eu não estou habituado, só sei que essa neguinha tomou conta do lugar. Ela tem um ar dissimulado, tem um jeito diferente, não para de dançar. Fica todo mundo alucinado, ela cheia de malícia, finge nada reparar.
Fui hipnotizado, a nega vai e vem, dançando bem colado, com ela vou também. Fui hipnotizado, a nega vai e vem, dançando bem colado, com ela vou também.
No Brasil, quando eu morri, quase perdi meu irmão quando te encontrei. Ah, fica lá no Brasil, todo mundo é rico. perdi o meu rumo quando te encontrei.
Ser usado, tem que ter muito gingado para poder se aproximar. Além de ser a deusa do bailado, o desinteressado e a todos evitar, leva sempre junto agarrado sua mãe, sua tia, seu irmão para vigiar.
Fui hipnotizada, nega, vai, e vem dançando bem colado com ela, vou também. Fui hipnotizada, nega, vai, e vem dançando bem colado com ela, vou também.
Fui hipnotizada,
nega, vai, e vem dançando bem colado com ela, vou também.
Hipnotizada,
nega, vai, e vem dançando bem colado com ela. Tupinambá, treme terra no Pará. O malucão deixando o norte bem doidão. Em Cuiabá o siriri faz balançar. O alemão, a japonesa e o negão.
O Maranhão dança reggae de montão. Lá em Manaus todo mundo dança house. Swing do baião, do
cavaçal,
os
carimbos,
maneiro, pau.
Lá no Brasil, todo mundo errei. Quase perdi o meu rumo quando te encontrei. Lá no Brasil, todo mundo errei. Quase perdi o meu rumo quando te encontrei.
Sou alguém determinado, vou mostrar meu swing e conseguir impressionar. Posso até ficar bem comportado, sou rei dessa folia, já brinquei até cansar. Desço agora até com o cunhado, com a mãe, com a tia, com quem mais precisar. Eu vou me tornar sua namorada, no final da brincadeira estarei pronto pra casar. Fui hipnotizado, a neca vai ver. Dançando bem colado, com ela vou também. Fui hipnotizado, a neca vai ver. Dançando bem colado, com ela vou também. Fui hipnotizado, a neca vai ver. Dançando bem colado, com ela vou também. Hipnotizada, nega vai, dançando bem colado, com ela vou também.
Fica lá. Fica lá.
Electro Craziness, at Sambatronica from Beto Villares, who was the producer of Sal's Grammy-nominated debut album. That track's called Africa La. Minghwa have a great story to tell about the recording of their latest EP, Crackadoo, that's standing by on this episode of World Beat Canada. Thanks for being here. I'm Cal Cote. Strange times bring strange occurrences. A unique confluence of inspiration and isolation enabled Vancouver's Minghwa to create new music that defies comparison. Nick Legacy rejoins the program to give us the inside on Crackadoom. Hey, Nick, are you keeping healthy and happy?
Yeah, I am, actually. It's definitely adaptation for a musician, not playing shows, not meeting with the band as much. But I got to say, for myself, just kind of hunkering down and writing more than ever, it has been like a rare kind of silver lining in the whole last year.
Let's get right to the Cabin in the Woods and Brandon Hoffman. Can you give us some background on what led up to this unique recording situation?
So this album was recorded pre-pandemic in a sunny summer tour. We had some shows lined up, and our favorite time of the year for playing is the summer. That's not a surprise, really. But all the great festivals around BC happening pretty much every weekend throughout the summer. And we had two weekend festivals back-to-back, and then we had a few days in between. And we decided, since we were already up in central BC near Brandon's cabin there in Williams Lake, that we would pitch the idea of recording a little album with him, and he was totally down for it. Actually, I've known Brandon Hoffman, who also goes by Blocktree. This is his artist name.
Okay.
I've known him for well over a decade now, and this is the first time we recorded with Minghua, getting him to produce it, and it's been it was such a cool thing for me, especially because previously on all our other albums, I'd been the one kind of behind the control board. I'd been kind of directing them the process of recording and mixing and getting a little help here and there. But this time I just let Brandon fly with it, and it was a very different experience than previously.
Okay, so you're out in the woods near Williams Lake, BC, set up in a cabin with all your instruments, and someone forgot to pack the metronome? I mean, no, really, what was the idea to go freeform this time?
So that was something Brandon was really keen on, and at first we're like, well, isn't that just going to make it more complicated? So, yeah, recording with no metronome, with no robotic precision to the tracks. Mm-hmm. At first, we're like, oh, 8-piece band, this is going to go off the rails. But somehow we managed to work, and probably with some really nice nice editing on Brandon's behalf as well, fixing a few little issues. But especially the song, the second song, Il Despota, has a tempo change, and that stuff pretty tricky to do without a metronome. But yeah, I find it really gave the album a live quality. It sounded like, and there's a natural kind of tendency for bands when the music ramps up in intensity, like for a chorus or a big outro or something, tend to kind of want to play faster naturally. But
sure,
the metronome's always like pulling you back a little bit, like a leash. That's the way Brandon, as is a Blocktree project, he actually makes electronic music without a metronome, which sounds very complicated, but he really believes that makes the music breathe more and just
sure give it life. Yeah. Hey, Crack-A-Doom crosses some major territory from Latin cumbia to Eastern Bloc psych rock. Does that kind of reflect the players in the band?
It does, yes. This band, we're about 8 years in now with Minghua, and I gotta say, we still don't know, like, when we make a new song, which direction it's gonna go. We tried to make salsa music, I'd say, that's how we first started jamming, and then we discovered cumbia and how that would really shape our sound. But still, the majority of the band is not Latin American, so cumbia and salsa and stuff is not what we listened to growing up. So most of us, I would say, listen to rock and all these variations of rock music and grunge in the 90s and stuff and progressive rock. And so that stuff shaped our music. But then there's also the Eastern European flavor to some of the melodies, and that's because we have a majority Russian membership of the band, which is kind of unusual for Latin American style music, but yeah, I think it works in a roundabout way.
I think it works beautifully. World Beat Canada is on the air, and Minghua is in the mix. Listen to more from the band, or better yet, buy into their music at minghua.ca. That's MNGWA. And Nick, that's some kind of wild cat, isn't it?
Yes, and thank you for spelling it out, because I know when we say just Minghua, like, people just like a spelling bee trying to figure out how to spell it. But yeah, it's a mythological cat from East Africa, so along the coast, the jungles of Tanzania. We still haven't figured out whether this is a true mythical creature like the Sasquatch of Africa, or whether some trolls online just made it up and propagated it through all these websites. And I actually went to Tanzania for several reasons, but partly I wanted to see if there's any truth to this myth. And everybody I asked, they're like, what? Minghua? I guess they pronounce it more like Munghua.
Right.
Without no vowel there, so they wouldn't pronounce the I.
So that didn't get you any closer.
It did not. No, I did form a very nice partnership with a musician in Tanzania that we're working on a project, though. So I'd say it's a mission accomplished in many ways, but yeah, the Minghua, the jury's still out whether it's real. Same with the Sasquatch, I suppose. They're all
great story.
Spirit animals, I guess.
Yeah.
You folks have been our album cover of the week a couple of times now. What can you tell us about Boris Mandelis, who created the art for The Strange One and the Crack-A-Doom?
Oh, excellent question. Boris, our percussionist, our conga player, he plays güiro, he plays several percussion instruments. Interesting, when we started the band, he was just drawing a little bit in his pastime, but he just embraced his artistry throughout the last few years, and he also became a tattoo artist. That's his like main job now.
Cool.
If anyone needs a tattoo, get in contact with us. He makes these very interesting animal tattoos that are very a bit dark, kind of like fairy tale style. But and also he's been doing other art as well. So it just seemed like the natural fit to get him to make our album cover, going with the cat on the Strange One album cover as our first full length, and then for the Crack of Doom cover, this kind of mysterious creature that I don't even really know who he is. Just, we call him the Doomer. He's like he's carrying. He looks like a fencer samurai, and then
there you go, a fencer. See, I was thinking like space helmet or something, but you're right. It's like a fencing foil.
Yeah, like a fencing cosmonaut.
Yeah,
and we don't know if he's a good, good creature or bad. He's kind of, it's the jury's still out on him as well, his character.
Before we listen to another track from the album, I've been asking bands this lately, Nick, how do you promote this thing in a pandemic? Not that the music has an expiry date or anything, but what's your approach for the benefit of others who are scratching their collective heads right now?
I gotta say, I think social media has trumped all other forms of media. Like, I'm not very big. I don't even have my own Instagram or Facebook account, but of course the band does. So I'm realizing like how important it is to connect with people through, especially for me, it seems Instagram. I mean, I guess I'm too old to get into it. Well, maybe not. TikTok and that stuff is also big. Like, realizing, like, how many different accounts do we need to thrive? But yeah, I'm a bit more traditional. I share music with radio stations and bloggers and stuff like that and publications. But yeah, it seems like everything, especially with the pandemic, is just migrating towards social media. And like, really, you have to be your own publicist. You have to be constantly updating social media for better and worse. I don't know. I'm still undecided about that whole thing. But I think that's the way. But it's so great to have help from radio like your show.
That's good advice. And if you guys do want to expose yourself on TikTok, I have one piece of advice, and that would be sea shanties.
A sea shanty. Are those big?
Apparently, they're really hot right now. Those and butt-enhancing leggings.
Yeah, I heard about those, yeah. Anything that can fit into a 15-second video is shanties and leggings.
There you go.
Put together.
Hey, Nick, thanks for this. Please pass along our congratulations to your bandmates in Mingwa. And, Nick, can you set up the EP opener, the only track our listeners haven't heard yet?
Ooh, well, Camino pa tu casa, you're about to hear. And it's a song where the lyrics in particular were written about the Mexican Day of the Dead celebration. So our singer, Blanca Escobar, is from Oaxaca, and this is a very vibrant celebration for Dia de Muertos. The story from the perspective of a dead relative who comes to visit their living family members during that celebration. So yes, Mingwa with Camino pa tu casa on World Beat Canada.
Las calendas en Oaxaca son fiestas que salen y se desbordan en la calle. Like the party comes out in the streets, and the music band, and everybody's just giving away the gun and dancing and all that stuff, right? Like fireworks. It's mono bailando, la banda de viento tocando. So we have three nights with our loved ones that are gone. Have a chance to be with us. I'm walking to your house and I gotta be with you all night.
voy directo pa' tu cama.
Con calaveras, diablitos y angelitos te venimos a visitar. Con calaveras, diablitos y angelitos te venimos a acompañar.
Congratulations to Nick and the band Mingwa from Vancouver. We're proud of those guys. And Crack-A-Doom, their latest album. That track was Camino Pa Tu Casa, or I Walk to Your House. You're going to love what we got coming up in our house. Stick around, don't walk anywhere. This is World Beat Canada on Calcutta. good advice for the budget conscious. Buy Nothing Day. From the Go Team from Brighton, England. One of my faves. They just have that terrific, pure pop sound. And that's from an album called Rolling Blackouts. Before that, something new and something to honor National Sammy Day, which was last week, actually. And the people of Northern Finland, that is Gajanus, and the title track from their new album, Sikojavan, or Hidden. And if you take a look at worldbeatcanada.com and scroll down under charts, you will find our latest top 30 chart. And they're sitting there right at number one. It's a great disc and something you really ought to check out. And some of our other favorites in there too. 30 of them in total, and a bunch of other cool stuff like our O Canada top three albums and some world beat to look out for too. You'll also see our players and playlists for Mixcloud each week for both programs, Celt in a Twist and World Beat Canada. And do like us on social media at Facebook at either Celt in a Twist or World Beat Canada, preferably both. Thanks a million to our subscribing stations for getting the word out over the airways, and thank you for listening. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Chalcopyrite Communications. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, such is the case for Femi Kuti, son of Fela Kuti. He has a new single out called Pa Pa Pa. We'll have a listen, our debut on the way out. But our last word goes to Anthony Burgess, who says, laugh and the world laughs with you, snore, and you sleep alone.
As a stunk for you, I want you to listen to me well. As I stand before you, I want you to hear me well. You see, this our life, our lives move very fast. Our lives in this life, our lives move very fast. It's why we must face the government. Government must not waste our time. It's why we must face the government. Government must not waste our time. When government wastes our time, government wastes our life, brothers and sisters. When government wastes our time, government wastes our life. If government not be do their job, make them come out for their. Make them come out for their. If government not be do their work, make them give us electricity. Make them repair all the roads, yo. Make them give us good health care. Make them give us clean water to drink, to name a few.
Pyrite. Communications.